الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: الصلاة معراج المؤمن. صلوات. We were talking about some of those asrar and secrets that our great scholars have mentioned in the light of the teachings of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And I talked yesterday about some of those points related to the asrar of kunut, the literal meaning of the word kunut, which is al-takhashu' lillah, being khadi' and khashi', feeling the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being down to earth and modest towards Him, which is of course connected with the concept of ita'at and obedience. So everyone who is qanit is the one who is khashi' and muti' towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the khushu' in his qalb, the fear of Allah in his qalb, and he is obedient towards Allah. And we discussed the fact, what my teacher has mentioned, that qunut is in the prayers, is the mazhar of al-nizam al-takwini, is the mazhar of the world of existences around us, because al-nizam al-takwini, the existences in the universe are perfectly obedient without any ma'siyat and crime towards Allah. So qunut in the prayers is the mazhar of the nizam takwini. That means when we stand up and raise our hands to seek dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become the mazhar of obedience without crime, obedience without ma'siyat, obedience without jinayat towards Allah, without any ta'addi and zulm towards His red lines and His rules and commands. And our discussion ended here that our prayers is considered to be naqis and not considered to be kamil and perfect if we drop the qunut, which is mustahab in our wajib prayers and the nawafil that we pray, the recommended prayers, and all of those it is mustahab. It's not wajib to have qunut. Yeah, we have the qunut compulsory in Salatul Ayat, Salatul Eid, I'm sorry, even in Salatul Ayat it's not wajib, but in Salatul Eid it is compulsory. But in our five times regular prayers that we pray daily, Kunut is not wajib, but if we want to get the kamal and perfection achieved in our prayers, then we cannot think of dropping the kunut, because man taraka al kunuta muta'ammidan fala salata lahu. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said that whosoever drops the kunut intentionally, his prayers is not the prayers, in other words, which means, like I explained, that the kamal and perfection of the prayers will be missing. So kunut is the madhar of one of the elements that makes our prayers kamil, and is the madhar of tabattul and ibtihal. That's where our discussion ended yesterday. Tabattul means breaking away from everything else other than Allah towards Allah. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Quran has commanded us that تَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. And in the dua we read, إِلَهِ هَبْلِي كَمَالَ الْإِنْقِطَاعِ إِلَيْكَ. O my Lord, give me the kamal and perfection of inqita. That means I perfectly break away towards you. Break away from everything else and everyone else towards you. We seek the kamal of inqita, and kunut represents the inqita from everything else towards Allah. The tabattul and ibtihal, girya wa zari, means you cry and you seek your prayers from your master. And anyone who is qanit, who performs the kunut, will never be disappointed. Because the person, the one whom we are turning to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is jawad and generous, who never turns those who ask away from him. So Prophet used to do kunut in every prayers, and it's the standing sunnah of Rasulullah, and which we need to also, alayhi wasalam, follow in our life, to do the kunut in every prayers, whether it's a wajib or it's a mustahab prayers. We should be particular about doing the kunut. Actually, big scholars do a very lengthy kunut when they are praying alone. Of course, we don't do the lengthy kunut in front of the people, because they may be affected. We shouldn't do, especially in the jama'at, but in our personal lives when we are praying alone, it's very much good to seek a lot of du'as, as much as you want, because there is no limitation in Allah's jood and sakha. So this is a little bit about kunut. Now let's go to the tashahhud. Tashahhud that we do either twice or once in every prayers is actually bearing the witness about the basic Islamic witnesses of Tawheed and Nubuwwat. And also it includes the salawat. Salawat that we send on the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt is part of the tashahhud, which is wajib. All these three things, that means a bit witness about Tawheed, doing it in those specific words, and witness about the Risalat, doing it in those specific words without adding anything into it, without reducing anything from those words. Because those words, how we say, are, that's how we are commanded. That's exactly how we are told to do. So we are not supposed to add or reduce anything from those words. And then the salawat, which is exactly how we are told. So since the whole prayers was legislated, the tashri' of salat, the prayers was legislated at the occasion of Mi'raj. The first prayers that Prophet prayed was salat al-zuhur, according to what my teacher and our scholars have already mentioned in their books. Prayers that the Prophet prays was under the arsh of Allah, the prayers, the salat that he prayed. He had mentioned in another narration, which is there in Masabihul Qulub, that Sallaytul Isha Al Akhira Indakum wa Sallaytul Witra Tahta Al Arsh. I prayed the Isha, the last Isha, near you, and I prayed the Witr under the Arsh. So, the whole legislation took place when he was at Miraj. That's the bottom line. And when he was there at Miraj, he was receiving the command of Allah, the wahi from Allah subhanahu, the command from Allah, and he was directly executing those commands one after the other and doing his prayers. So in this hadith, in which is narrated in Jami'u Ahadith al-Shia, it's narrated that lamma arada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi liyakuma qila ya Muhammad, when Prophet was intended to stand, it was said to him, ya Muhammad ijlis. That means after doing the sajda, it was said to him, O Muhammad, sit down. فَجَلَسَ فَأَوْحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, Prophet sat down, and Allah sent wahi on him, ya Muhammad, إِذَا مَا أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكَ, when I bestow ni'mat on you, فَسَمِّ بِسْمِي, so name through, you know, with my name, in other words, فَأَلْهَمَ أَنْ قَالْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَبِاللَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ وَالْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى كُلُّهَا لِلَّهِ. ثُمَّ أَوْحَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, then Allah sent wahi upon him, ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صَلِّ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ وَعَلَى أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ, say salawat on yourself and your Ahlul Bayt. فَقَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, sallallahu alayya wa ala ahli bayti. So the ta'wil and the batin of the tashahhud, how it has been mentioned by our scholars and Ahlul Ma'rifah, is that tajdeedul iman wa mu'awadatul islam wal iqraru bil ba'th ba'da al maut. This is the ta'wil of the tashahhud, the ma'nai batini. That means we, at that spot, we are renewing our iman, and in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are announcing and renewing our iman and returning back towards Islam, and we are confessing about our resurrection after the death. This is what we are trying to say, basically. And the salawat, which is recited, is we are going to because this tashahhud that we do, of course, we are sitting in a specific position, which is also commanded by Allah, because we have this this position, how it is mentioned in the riwayat, that this special position when we do the tashahhud, where we put the right feet, is mustahab. It's not wajib, but it is mustahab to put your right feet over your left feet, your right foot over your left foot when you are sitting doing the tashahhud, and this position is of course commanded by Allah. And the ta'wil, which is mentioned in the riwayat of Kitab al-Faqih, Man la yahvaruhu al-Faqih, which is one of our four mother books of hadith, the ta'wil mentioned the riwayat, mursala riwayat of Faqih, is that Allahumma amitil batila wa aqimil haq. O my Lord, make the batil die and make the haq. Wa akimil haq, that means install the haq. When you put your right feet over the left feet, this you are trying to deliver this message, that O my Lord, make the batil die away and install the haq. Why? How can we come to that decision from putting our right feet over the left? Our scholars say because the right feet of a mu'min is the madhar of haq. The right feet is considered to be the madhar of haq. Although in the real sense, kilta rijlaihi yameenun. That's how our scholars say that both of his feet represent the haq. Both of the feet in the real sense of a mu'min represent haq, and both the feet of a kafir represent batil. Just like both of his hands represent haq, and both of the hands of a kafir represent batil. But that's in the real sense. But zahiran, in our body parts, we have our right hand representing haq and the left hand representing batil. And likewise, our right feet representing haq, being the madhar and mumassil and numayanda of haq, and the left feet being the madhar and representative of batil. So you put your right feet over the left. That's is the message which you are delivering, that oh my Lord, make the batil die and install the haq. Why we consider both of the hands of a mu'min to be representative of haq in the real sense, and both of his feet representing haq in the real sense? The asl of this issue, the root of this issue, is what we learn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is said about him that kilta yadayhi yameenun, both of his hands are right. Because although Allah doesn't have no hands, these are all metaphors and kinayat which are used to represent those great meanings. Yad of Allah, when we say Yadullah, actually it represents the qudrat and strength and power of Allah. When we say the Ayn of Aynullah, it represents the supervision and ishraf and sarparasti of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the kinayat that basically be used. But both of his hands represent haq, because there is no batil in Allah. Allah is haq, and haq is from him. Al-haq is one of the names, one of the asma'ul husna of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you do this tashahud in this type of sitting position, announcing with your action that you are seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, oh my Allahumma amitil batila wa akimil haq, oh my Lord, destroy the batil or make the batil die and install the haq, and you do this tashahud, the basic two witnesses representing the turning back towards iman and towards tajdeed of iman, renewing of iman and turning back towards Islam, and announcing that you believe in the day of resurrection after the death. And then after the witnesses, you also say the salawat on the Holy Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt. It makes a lot of sense to say salawat at that occasion, because Prophet and Ahlul Bayt are the wasatatul faiz. All of this information that we have learned is through them. Isn't that right? So they are the wasatatul faiz. They are the means of us receiving the blessings of Allah, including this blessing. And what our scholars call it, that al-illatul wusta, the middle illat, the middle cause. They are the middle, the real cause, illatul ilal, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings, but they are the middle cause. But they are the ones who, through them, we receive these blessings and all the rest of the blessings. And it is very much fair and just from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has obliged us to remember the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, who are the wasatatul faiz and al-madharul akmal of all the sifat and asma of Allah, and including this same blessing of salat and its teachings we receive from them. So it's not a matter of surprise when we learn that whosoever tries to make a prayers without the salat, without the prayers on Ahlul Bayt, his prayers is not considered to be prayers even by other sects of Islam. This is not something which is specific to our sect. Ya Ahl Bayt Ya Ahl al-Bayt, what you know, Ya Ahl al-Bayt al-Nabiy hubbukum farzum min Allah anzalahu. What Imam Shafi has said in his Divan, the Ahl al-Bayt of the Prophet, your love is farz, is a duty, it's a fariza and wajib. Fil Qur'an anzalahu. Ya Ahl al-Bayt al-Nabiy hubbukum farzum min Allah anzalahu. It's a fariza that Allah has revealed in the Quran. Kulla asalukum alayhi ajran illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. So that's the ajr of risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then he said that kafakum min azim al-qadr annakum man lam yusalli alaykum la salata lahu. That this much is enough for the azamat and highness of you, Ahlul Bayt, that whosoever doesn't say salawat on you, his praise is not considered to be praise. So, salawat is not just from those who don't consider Ahlul Bayt to be the Imams, but even those who don't consider them to be the Imams consider it compulsory to say salawat. And just like the salawat, that prayers without salawat is not accepted. It's almost the time of the prayer, so we are going to end it. So just like the prayers of those who don't believe in Ahlul Bayt is not accepted, likewise the prayers of those who believe in Ahlul Bayt is also not accepted until they send their salawat on the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So we will we'll continue it inshallah on the coming Sunday inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر النصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن نصراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من انصاره واشياعه واتباعه واعوانه بجاه محمد واله الطاهرين.